Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Culture and Climate Nexus. I am Isami Owolabi, and I'm this podcast's host. Before we dive into the content, I want to share a thought that has been the guiding star of this podcast. Just as a bird's beak can adapt to its environment, humans can transform in response to a changing climate. This thought of mine was inspired by Charles Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, which discusses how species have evolved over time due to changes in their environment, and I pondered that maybe human cultures can function the same way. This episode introduces the complexity of climate change's effects on southern and northern Africa, and will later more explicitly explore two small communities within. These stories demonstrate adaptation, resilience, and the intersection between human cultures and their environments. But first, here's a little about me. I'm a current student at Germantown Academy and a part of my school's unique Academy Scholars Program. According to the course description, the Academy Scholars Program, or ASP, is an opportunity for a student to research a subject that interests them and apply their knowledge to an original final project. It begins their sophomore year and ends their senior year. I've chosen to research climate change's effects on culture mainly by conducting a deep dive into the San people of southern Africa and the Egyptian Nubians of northern Africa. From the bustling streets of Cairo to the vast expanse of the Kalahari Desert, the effects of climate change have left nowhere untouched. And amidst these challenges lie resilience, adaptability, and the enduring spirit of humanity. I aim to explore how climate change has altered these communities' cultures, for example, in heritage, food, traditions, customs, and investigate how it has affected their social dynamics as well, such as gender, occupation, and class. This podcast is my final project, and it will feature in-depth conversations with experts in these communities and explore their relationship to climate change. Through this podcast, I hope to engage listeners in these conversations and shed light on overlooked aspects of climate change effects to better understand and address the challenges being posed. My motivation behind this project is that climate change continues to be a multifaceted challenge for the world. This podcast aims to explore three main talking points: culture, social dynamics, and adaptation. I use a variety of sources, including journals, articles, knowledge of experts, and individuals directly affected, to comprehensively understand how human cultures continue to evolve as a response to climate change. Examining different aspects of climate change and how they interact with human beings' social cultural lives teaches how climate change will affect the human way of life, and how humans must fight the challenge and evolve, and how particular countries have already started to do so. For culture, a book I want to highlight was Camila Tolman's Climate Change in Africa. Tolman is an economist with expertise in Africa, agriculture, and climate change. She wrote a chapter called Water, where she argues for water's significance in the culture of Africa and how it is essential to the continent's success. I found it interesting how the source utilizes numerical data, graphs, and charts to effectively provide evidence for water's impacts on multiple aspects of people's livelihoods. The author considers water relevant in researching climate change, and I feel it ties back to the influence on culture and social dynamics, as water is a fundamental component of many African cultures. Many problems affecting the continent involve water quality and quantity. This research further led me to acknowledge how water affects Egypt, specifically the Nile, which becomes a primary talk point when discussing climate change's effects on Egypt. I'm specifically referring to the article by Carnegie Museum of Natural History, Egypt and the Nile, which discusses how annual floods provide water and silt. The Nile has been a pivotal point for Egypt since ancient history and has continued to provide food, resources, land, and for agriculture and means for transportation of material and travel. Something that intrigued me was how it holds religious significance with its association with deities like Hapi. This article proves relevant when exploring in how the Nile and therefore water shapes Egyptian society. I also found it helpful because climate change can challenge traditional practices and groups surrounding the Nile. Moving on to discuss a bit about Southern Africa, I used climate change epistemologies in Southern Africa social and cultural dimensions, which features Michael Sheridan's When Rain is a Person, which examines the significance of African Rainmaking Practices in Climate Change, Adaptation in Africa. The author discusses rainmaking practices and how rain is viewed with some reverence in Southern Africa. Although contemporary San people don't typically engage in these rituals, other groups such as the Khoikhoi often call upon them to participate in rainmaking ceremonies. This opened my eyes to how rainmaking can provide insights into how Africans view rain and how their practices are impacted, since rain can be considered a blessing from the divine or ancestral spirits in many African cultures. It's seen as a life-giving force that can sustain livelihoods. However, with climate change, changing weather patterns such as erratic rainfall and prolonged droughts can disrupt some of these practices as they alter the timing and intensity of rainfall. Even though these factors influence how Africans view climate change, it is clear how important water remains to their environment and how climate change impacts that. My next section is the discussion of social dynamics, with a focus on gender dynamics and occupational dynamics. My research on gender dynamics began with a group called the Minority Rights Groups, and they wrote an article titled Kenya, The Impact of Climate Change is Worsening Child Marriage Situation Among the Maasai. This source is relevant because it discusses the influence of climate change on Kenyan culture, focusing on droughts and rainfall. It adds a layer of the disproportionate impacts climate change exerts on women and girls due to drying rivers, exposing them to sexual abuse and unwanted pregnancies. The article also discusses how droughts compelled families to offer their daughters as brides in exchange for cattle, leading to increased female genital mutilation, FGM, and child marriages. Although this article centers on Kenya, and that's not the group I want to focus on, it does advance my research to include not only gender dynamics, but also the concept of intersectionality and nuances in how climate change affects different individuals. This source led me to another a book titled Gender and Climate Change, South Africa Case Study. This book gives me a crucial perspective on the gendered impacts of climate change, asserting that climate change is not gender neutral. The source acknowledges that it cannot generalize a particular experience among either gender, however still provides specific insights into how some people feel from their experience. For example, climate change has had an impact on agriculture in Southern Africa. Typically, women in these communities are responsible for tasks such as tilling the land and harvesting crops. However, as weather patterns change and the frequency of droughts increases, farming becomes much more difficult. For instance, let's say a woman living in a rural area in Southern Africa relies on agriculture to feed her family. However, prolonged droughts make it difficult for crops to grow. This woman, therefore, struggles to produce enough crops to sustain her and her family's livelihood. This places additional pressure on her, as she may have to travel farther distances to find water or seek alternative sources of income. Since women are often excluded from decision-making processes related to climate change adaptation, despite being disproportionately affected, their voices are frequently marginalized in discussions about environmental policy. This discussion on gender made me wonder what other social dynamics are being affected by climate change. This made me interested in occupational dynamics, which led me to a source by Greenpeace. This nonprofit organization highlighted how productivity and earnings are affected by this environmental shift, which gave me a stepping stone into providing context. Lastly, I want to look at adaptation. This appealed to me because it showed me the numerous ways in which African countries have already resisted climate change. I looked at Africa, published by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as the IPCC. This was authored by different climate scientists and experts from various African cultures and countries to discuss Africa and its response to the climate crisis. This source touches on multiple aspects, including food security, water resources, and cultural heritage. It also emphasizes the importance of cultural heritage and provides examples of affected traditions and cultural sites such as rock art sites, underwater heritage sites, and rituals and indigenous engineering systems. Through analyzing many sources, my research identified key themes and trends such as the importance of water in African cultures and their lives, rituals, practices, and social dynamics, including gender and occupation. These patterns inform how African communities approach resilience and adaptation. Overall, my research has seriously evolved since its beginning, and I can now dive deeper into the intricacies of how these communities navigate environmental challenges and how cultural identities are maintained or altered in the face of shifting climates. I am very excited to engage with experts, community members, and listeners to foster dialogue and awareness about intersecting dynamics of climate change and African cultures. Through these collaborative efforts and knowledge sharing, building more resilient and sustainable communities in the face of climate change is possible. Before we begin, I would like to thank the Academy Scholars Program for allowing me to conduct research under their guidance and support. I also want to thank my in-school mentor, Dr. Roseman, for guiding me during this research project and helping me understand where I'd like to take this project. Finally, I'm grateful to the experts and scholars who shared their knowledge and experiences to enrich my research and this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to join me in exploring climate change's effects. I hope you tune in as we dive deeper into the story of the San people and the Egyptian Nubians, featuring Professor Robert Hitchcock and Professor James McCann.